Do people really just want summaries? There are times when just the highlights are fine. If I miss the Yankee game, for example, I'm not going to watch the entire 2 to 3 hour game. The excitement for me is watching it play out live before there's an outcome to know. If the game is over, I'm happy to watch the highlights. On rare occasion, there's a movie I'm tangentially interested in, but don't feel like watching. So I might just read the summary to know what happens. Many people will think this is blasphemy, but I did that with Breaking Bad. I did not care about that show, and so I just read how it ended. But most of the time, when we consume content, we're doing it for more than just the dry regurgitation of facts. This is why I hate services like Blinkist. You're not reading a book. You are listening to a book report. But let's put a pin in that for a minute. Because I read a few months ago about a new app that I thought I would just kind of ignore. And then I started hearing more people talk about it and the idea of feeding long-form content into things like Google LM so that they could just get the summaries. So first, what is Sonar? Sonar is an iOS app I learned about a couple months ago that claims to do something fairly impressive. You give it a prompt on the type of content you're interested in listening to, and then it clips a bunch of podcasts and seamlessly in heavy quotes here, edits them together. The idea is that you don't have to listen to an entire podcast, just the highlights. The problem is it promises what Blinkist promises, a dry regurgitation of facts from the content. And most of us don't consume content just for facts. And as a quick sidebar here, I did try this, and it was really, at least when I tried it, only for sports, basically. And so I thought, all right, well, let's get Yankees. I'm a Yankee fan. And it gave me, so you can get an idea of when I actually tried this, it gave me a bunch of like really douchey, bro-y podcasters talking about how happy they were that Gerrit Cole needed Tommy John surgery, which even if you don't like the Yankees, being happy that somebody is getting surgery that will put them out of their job for a year or more is just like you're a gross human being if you are happy about that. So like, this is part of the problem, right? I don't know if that guy or those guys were joking. They probably weren't. But I don't have any of their personality. And we do it. We consume content for the personality that goes along with the facts. We could just Google facts or ask ChatGPT facts. But an author's personality is what makes a book worth reading. A host's personality is what makes the show worth listening to. One of my new favorite podcasts is The Rest is History. New to me, not new in the course of podcasts. But one of my favorite podcasts is The Rest is History. They'll do deep dives on all sorts of historical events. They actually did America in the 1960s last year, leading up to the U.S. election. And it was fascinating. I could have just read the Wikipedia page on the 1960s, but what fun is that? I got to listen to a 6-part series with 2 history buffs, both British. So like that was also a really interesting perspective, talking about this and adding their personality and perspective to it. Sonar threatens to do what AI writ large threatens to do to content. Remove the personality in the service of spitting out facts. But it also highlights a much bigger problem in the content creation world. And that's that most content doesn't strike the right balance. There is a reason Blinkist is popular and that Sonar might take off. Very few content creators, authors, writers, whatever, strike the right balance between facts and personality. My friend Justin Moore does this exceedingly well in his book, Sponsor Magnet. The Lonely Island Seth Meyers podcast and How We Made Your Mother both do this very well in audio form. But most business books are fluff, and most podcasts are meandering, unstructured messes. This is Strategy by Seth Godin, considered one of the greatest marketers of our time. His latest book, This is Strategy, is literally just blog posts. It's just blog posts. Fake Doctors, Real Friends, a Scrubs rewatch podcast, which I was really excited about because Scrubs is one of my favorite shows, spent little time, very little time on the actual episodes. And so I stopped listening to that. Maybe it's gotten better, but I stopped listening to it. The main difference between Sponsor Magnet and Lonely Island Seth Meyers podcast versus This is Strategy and Fake Doctors, Real Friends is the former adds personality while delivering on their promise. The latter do not. So what can you do? Well, you can make content for your audience. This sounds simple, but something I've learned both from podcasting for over a decade and from coaching podcasters is we don't do a good job of defining our audience. I am convinced Seth Godin could tell me that this is not true to my face, but I'm still convinced Seth Godin put together This is Strategy as a way to monetize his blog and nothing else. Zach Braff and Donald Faison, two guys who I think are great, I love their work, but they basically treated the podcast as a public way to catch up with each other and their friends. The best thing you can do is have a great answer to the question, who am I talking to? My friend Seth Silvers says that you should act as if you're talking to one person. Picture them and create content just for them. Make them a promise and deliver. So I realize I've formed this opinion by putting in very little time with Sonar, but my concerns about the direction of content creation started with AI when it began, and I'm worried that it's just kind of starting to sound generic as a whole. So perhaps it's time for me to revisit Sonar. Maybe I'll like the format. Or even better, perhaps I'll discover some more podcasts to actually listen to. That's it for this episode of Streamline Podcaster. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what you think about this or any topic, how AI is affecting content creation. You can write in over at streamlinedfeedback.com. That's streamlined with a D, feedback.com. Thanks so much for listening. And until next time, I hope you find some space in your week.